Hi, I was looking for Christine.
Speaking.
This is Christine, who picked up an animal recently at the animal shelter?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I found you. You're the person I've been looking to speak with.
Oh, okay. Who are you?
Well, my name is Scott Brandon. I'm calling from the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI.
Is something wrong?
I've actually been working for over a year trying to bust an exotic animal smuggling ring, and I think you accidentally got caught up in it.
Exotic animal? What?
Yes, it's a very long story, but I need to know what happened to the animal that you took from the shelter the other day.
Do you mean Milo?
I don't know what a Milo is.
That's the cat I picked up from the shelter.
Oh, good God, you didn't name it.
Yes, I did. I named it Milo.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Christine. Where are you right now?
On the couch.
Okay, and where is the animal in question? Please don't tell me you're in the same room.
I am. I've been in the same room for like the last 4 days.
Oh my God. Okay, Christine, do not move a muscle.
What?
Okay, I've got to tell you something.
Okay.
I need you to promise that you're not going to freak out, okay?
But I'm already freaking out.
Okay, well, I need you to remain calm. That animal that you picked up from the shelter is not your average household cat.
What is it?
It is actually a baby West African lion.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God, I have like a lion, I have a baby lion.
Christine, I need you to keep, do not, and I repeat, do not raise your voice around the lion, okay?
Okay, I just don't know what to do, like he's looking right at me.
You need to act confident because it can sense fear.
Okay, I just want to let you know that he doesn't look like a lion.
Christine, your voice again. You're raising your voice again. Okay, relax, please.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. This is very important. I know it might not look like a lion right now because it's a baby lion, but in just a few months, it's going to grow into a 300-pound killing machine.
Oh, my God.
Christine, the voice.
It's going to attack me like in my sleep or something. I've like been sleeping with it on my bed. Oh my
Christine,
God.
Christine, I need you to be calm. Okay, I need you to listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, I'm frankly surprised it hasn't attacked you already. I mean,
what do I do?
I'm going to tell you, it's very important that you do exactly what I'm about to say, okay?
Oh my God. I'm frozen right now. I'm not even moving.
On the count of three, I'm going to need you to run to your bedroom and lock the door. Stay on the phone with me so I know you're okay, though. Can you do that?
I don't know. I don't know if I can do it.
Christine, I need you to be strong.
Okay.
Okay? You're not just doing this for me. You're doing it for your own safety.
It's not going to chase me. It's going to chase me if I try to run.
Christine, your voice. Remember, I said it can sense fear. Be strong.
I'm so scared.
I know you are. I know, and I'm right here with you, okay? I'm going to help you through this. Here we go, okay? One. Two, three. Go to your room. Run to the room now, please. Christine, are you okay?
Oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
You know, Christine, honestly, neither can I. Did the cat try to chase after you?
I don't know. I didn't want to look back. I just ran.
That's understandable, and you did a great job. And now I have to tell you that this is a prank phone call.
What?
I said, now I have to tell you this is a prank phone call, and you did great. Thank you.
What? What are you talking about?
Your best friend Tara set you up.
What?
She told me you adopted a stray cat from the animal shelter the other day and wanted me to freak you out. I gotta tell you.
I'm gonna kill you.
The good news is you're okay now. That baby lion can't get you in the room. I honestly can't believe you actually believed me.
You tricked me, you jerk.